أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنكم وما تعبدون من دون الله حصب جهنم أنتم لها واردون. لو كان هؤلاء آلهة ما وردوها وكل فيها خالدون. لهم فيها زفير وهم فيها لا يسمعون. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah 98, 99 and 100 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaking to the disbelievers. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّكُمْ certainly you, وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ and whatever you worship besides Allah, حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. Antum laha waridun, certainly you will reach it. That is the fire of Jahannam. When this ayah was revealed, the Quraysh became very upset with the fact that they are going to Jahannam. That is one aspect, but what they are worshipping, that is also going to go into Jahannam. That they could not tolerate. So they went to a scholar from amongst the scholars of the previous kitabs, and they said to him that this verse has been recited by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is your response? So he said to them that, listen, you worship whatever you worship, but then also Masih Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also worshipped. Uzair alayhi salam, according to some Yahud, was also worshipped. The angels are also worshipped. So that means Isa alayhi salam wa na'udhu billah, Uzair alayhi salam, the malaika, all of them are going to become the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. So this had made the Quraysh very happy. They became very elated. And then they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the meantime, the ayahs following this, ayah number 101, was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna alladhina sabaqat lahum minna al-husra ulaika anha mubadun. That those people who were already given the glad tidings from before, that is the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam in this era, in this case, Isa alayhi salam, Uzair alayhi salam, the malaika, they will remain far from the fire. Now, to put this into context, a very amazing incident had taken place with Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said to his students that there is one ayat of the Quran that one would find difficulty in understanding, and you people have not come to me, you have not asked, it looks like you know the meaning of this ayah. And then he recited this ayah, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ. So the students looked perplexed. Then he explained to them, this is one very important aspect with Arabic, the word ma refers to things, not to people, inanimate things. So you and the things you believe, you and the things you worship, not you and the people you worship. And in that way, we will understand that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has excluded the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and the Malaika. لَوْ كَانَ هَاُولَٰئِ آلِهَةً مَا وَرَدُهَا. That if they were really gods, if all of these idols were really gods, or they were some representatives of Allah Ta'ala, then مَا وَرَدُهَا, they would have not entered and they would have not reached the fire of Jahannam. وَكُلٌّ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, and all of them will remain in it forever and ever. This is actually referring to the worshippers, that they will remain in it forever and ever. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. That for them will be the cry, the screeching, the screaming that will take place in the fire of Jahannam on the one hand. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ, and they will not even hear. One is they screaming themselves, Nobody will hear that. And on the other hand, they themselves will also not hear. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that there will be a point in time when the people of Jahannam will be placed into boxes of steel. Each person will be put into his own box of steel, something like a coffin, and they will then be flung even lower in the fire of Jahannam. He says possible then that even if they scream, they will not hear each other scream, and nobody will hear them scream. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.